B-Pod Studios.
No, I don't like nuts on my cinnamon roll.
Face?
Yeah, well, no, I love that. What? He made the joke.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's a Red Party podcast.
Loren, did you hear that joke?
Yeah, I was trying to ignore it.
Oh, okay. Well, the gay guy in the room says he loved nuts on his face. The lesbian in the room said it's disgusting and you didn't hear it. Okay. Do we have the best lineup? I don't know what to tell you. We have the best lineup. Our personalities of each one of us is amazing.
Are you trying to...
he's overcompensating.
Overcompensating for what occurred yesterday. Trying to overly love yourself after being hated.
No, that's not true. I realized it today doing the show. That I love it, especially because...
That our boss is wrong.
Our boss is wrong. By the way, I don't get me into that. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't
want
to talk about it either. Roy says he's excited for the rap party because he wants to bring something up. I have a game I want to play with you, porn star or tennis pro.
That's my favorite game.
Good, we're going to play it.
Okay.
In honor of us playing doubles together.
So what I wanted to talk about is yesterday, right after the show, we had an interesting meeting. And I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, really?
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to get into it. I won't get into it. If you listen to the show, we dribbled it enough in there. And we'll just
early
leave
on.
It
yeah.
early on. We'll leave it at that. But
what do you want to talk about?
I just want to talk about the tennis. I want to do it. In fact, I texted Sterling and I said, I want to get into tennis.
Today you texted him?
I texted him this morning. He didn't respond.
There's a tennis court by my house.
Well,
if we're for real going to play tomorrow, we're taking the day off for a vacation day, and I'm not leaving for out of town until Friday. We could play tomorrow.
Do you have extra equipment for me to play with?
I don't have a racket.
How many rackets?
Don't worry. Uncle Manny's here to save the day. I have rackets. I have balls.
Why do you have so many rackets?
In case strings break, you need to bring a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
You have four rackets?
I have more than that, but yeah. I mean, some of them are older models, but they'll work for you guys.
Are they good quality? What's a good brand?
I took a bunch of rackets off the wall at Applebee's.
You just took it home?
You know, Applebee's has all that shit on the wall.
They have random shit up there.
No, I'll bring some rackets. The only problem is we'll have to play early in the morning.
What time are
you down
with
that? It's too hot after like 10 o'clock.
I have an 11:30 dentist appointment, so I'd like to be playing by like 9:09.
The fuck do you want me to do? Why did you get a dentist appointment? When I called your dentist, I couldn't get one.
He said his in the books for a long time.
Yeah, but they told me the doctor wasn't even in, that his wife had surgery.
Oh, well,
That's just an excuse.
Not covering for him.
I don't
see what I mean? Camaraderie around this place.
I don't know what to do. I don't know. When a celebrity makes a phone call, they move mountains.
I have pretty feet. That's why.
Oh, that's it?
Which,
I don't know. The dentist I went to yesterday, Limeburger, he fit me in no problem.
No, I've been sitting on temporary. Maybe they're doing it for me. I don't know. You know, maybe I'm going in and out. But you're right. Damn it. Okay, then let's do it later on. Maybe we can do it tomorrow evening, and then we can have drinks after.
Oh, okay.
What time?
Well, I don't know specifics. We can hammer it out.
Well, it starts to get dark now around like 7:30.
Well, they have lights.
It does not get dark around 7:30.
It gets dark, like, the sun sets at 8:30.
Yeah.
I know, but it starts to get dark at 7:30. Like, it's not as hot at that point.
Oh, okay.
We can argue about anything, and we pretty much do.
She said, get started on 7:30. I'm like, I'm out on a walk at 7:30.
Everybody goes all bitch. Like, is that important?
Yeah, I don't want it to be dark yet. I just want it to start getting dark.
The sun sets today at 8:34.
Here's my. I have a couple
questions.
What are
the teams?
Well, I have a couple questions.
Okay.
So when it comes to tennis, what's the ratio on constant running versus you get a couple of minutes to catch your breath?
It's a lot of short, quick sprints and movements, then relax.
Okay, this seems like something I can handle.
Yeah. And if you play at the net, you don't do a lot of running.
If you play at the net?
Yeah, because there's a hole with doubles, you have to switch. There's a receiver and there's a net player. The server serves to the receiver, but the receiver on the left side then moves up to the net after they receive.
What?
Then the net player moves back to receive.
Can we just stand where we want to stand?
Sure. We can do whatever you want.
Okay. You come up with
all these rules. Now, what are the teams going to be?
Well, we need
boys against girls?
No, we need a good player with each companion.
Boys against girls.
Is it like cornhole? Is my teammate to the right of me or in front of me?
I thought you played this game before.
Roy Brown, you know the answer to this.
Well, let's see here. If I'm,
do you think your teammate is on the same side of the net as you or across from you?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So you want to make it to where they don't hit the ball. So it's beside you.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're
easy. Cornhole gets all wishy-washy with their rules.
Well, cornhole is weird. Yeah,
cornhole
I know.
Cornhole is cornhole. There ain't another sport like it.
How many times in cornhole do you get a team? Like, your team won, so you stay on. And then the other people are like, all right, we'll take this side. And you go, no. One guy down there, one person down here.
I know. I like it when you're standing next to your buddy. That's what I like. And then my other thing is whoever's – Loren, are you good at tennis?
I've never played.
Okay, that's not good. Nicole, how are you good at tennis?
I've never played.
She's an athlete, though. She'll be okay.
So they'll be okay. So me and Manny on a team against Loren and Nicole.
Fine.
Because I need it – because I'm going to be fucking awful. I mean, it's just going to be miserable for me.
I know.
I know. I don't move well. I'm going to need a lot of support.
Manny said I know.
But it's
this is going to be like a kid's camp.
It really is. But I need some activity, and I think it'd be fun. So
there's a tennis court, a lot of courts at Park Road. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah.
That's kind of middle of the road.
I think so.
Yeah. You know where that is, Loren?
I'll go to Park Road.
I know where Park Road is, yeah.
Yeah, it's right across from the big park.
It's not on the fancy side of town.
It's right before Fairview.
Now, you may know that. Fairview sounds fancy.
And there's like 10 courts, and we'll go there. We'll plan our time. But I think what we should do is set up a camera and go live and let people watch for a little while.
Okay.
I'll bring Dean. Dean can film it.
Do we need to reserve the courts?
No. No.
What if
I mean, you guys could come to my place if you want, and I can reserve it, but that's a long ride for all you guys.
Not for me.
What do you mean reserve it at your place?
I can reserve it online. I can reserve one of the courts.
Oh, like at your house?
Can we
house?
Make sure they're open? Park Road's open?
Yeah, check it.
Well, I meant like you do it.
Oh.
How do you check it?
Just
public tennis courts?
No, Park Road tennis courts.
Park?
All right, while Roy's checking that, I'd like to play a game with you, Loren, Nicole, and Roy. We're going to play a game called Porn Star or Tennis Player.
I love it.
I will play the grunt, and you guys decide whether or not it's a porn star or a tennis player making the grunt. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Your first player or porn star. Here we go.
I ain't gonna hurt a sneeze.
Excuse me. Me too.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Is that a porn star or a tennis player?
What?
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
That's neither.
I don't even hear moans.
I don't either.
I can't play. I can't hear it.
You should be able to. Why can't you? All right, you're out.
Because I'm through teams right now. I'm not through clean feet.
Porn star or tennis player. That sound.
I mean,
that's going to be tennis.
Yeah, I hope that's not sex.
Incorrect. Porn star Lisa Ann.
What act is she performing?
Don't know. Here we go. Porn star or tennis player?
Do it again.
All right. Hold on. Let me do it again.
You need to be a little bit longer. That's tennis.
No, that's a porn star.
Really?
Amateur wife porn.
That sounds like that hurts.
All right. Porn star or tennis player?
I hear the court. That's tennis.
That is tennis. Yep. Very good. All right. What about this one?
That's porn.
I hope tennis.
That's porn.
Here we go. They're all playing for some reason. This is a very janky site, by the way. That is a porn star.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Asa Akira, her name is. All right, let's see. One more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I feel like I hear a tennis
player. That was
but
a tennis player.
Okay.
All right, good. We have the home game for you. You can take it home.
I can't figure out if it's open or closed. There's not like new information.
All right, who's going to wear the tennis skirts?
I will. I want to show off my thighs.
Lauren, I know you have an outfit.
Golf skirt? Is that the same?
I know you have an outfit. If not, it gives you a reason to go shopping today.
See, now I got to figure out what's the time difference of your house versus Park Road.
Does everybody have sneakers?
What do you mean sneakers? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just have shoes.
Not black soles. You can't wear black soles on the court.
Why can't you wear black soles?
Told me that.
It'll scuff up the court.
Is that really a rule?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is there some police officer that will stop me?
No, but you'll scuff up the court. Do we want to ruin our public courts?
No, we don't want to ruin our...
You don't wear black soles on the basketball court either, right?
All right, so from my house to thing. Park Road,
it used to be.
20
now I think
minutes.
They make them where you can.
20 minutes.
Okay, good.
Hang on, I'm not done. And then from my house to your house.
It's like dropping off signs.
Yeah, it's going to probably be
around the same, right? Because you just take a highway. Versus-
right? That's what I'm trying to figure out, because if it's the same, then I should just go to your house. And it is.
It's not going to be the same.
You don't?
Park Road's going to be
31,
closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 10-minute difference.
Okay. Anyway, we'll figure that out, and then we'll let you guys know.
Do you think people are interested when I break down the directions and time it takes for me to travel?
I was trying to move on past that. So that the person listening to the rap party in Montreal right now doesn't have to hear you do directions to a place where she doesn't know.
I know. I could tell.
It even is.
I could tell you're trying to push on. I wanted to bring it back.
Yeah, I do the same to you. It doesn't matter. Okay, so let's talk about Loren and your feet.
Ooh, yeah. The foot fetishers love you.
Wikifeet.org.
By the way, is
it recording
her?
Understand. I do not.
Is it recording her in?
Yeah, should be recording her, and she's in offline. Although now we can't hear you. Your internet's awful.
No, I'm here.
There you are. Yeah, okay. But you were gone a minute ago. We have no idea. I want to know. I'm so curious who the first person was to make that page for you on that website.
Well,
I would love to know, because I do not have pretty feet. I have dancer's feet. They're gross. I'm missing toenails on my two pinky toenails.
But I think there's a foot fetish market where they like that.
Yeah, but who's the
for
person?
Gross feet?
Who's the person that found Loren?
I think it's that account that follows Chicks and Hoes and Heels.
They've been quiet lately.
Yeah.
And they would own up to it.
I think so too. But I hate to tell whoever did it. Like, my husband won't even rub my feet.
Okay.
Gross feet.
I don't rub feet either, by the way. I've never rubbed Sterling's feet, and I don't intend.
The only time Dallas has ever rubbed my feet is when I was in the hospital having jacks.
I have the ticklish feet.
Well, what scarred me is my mom used to love feet rubs, and she would always, as a kid, want me to rub her feet. And I'm like, I don't want to rub your feet, Mom.
For a nickel?
No, not for anything.
Mm. Nicole, do you want to tickle my feet?
Hell no, I hate feet.
Tickle my feet, and I'll see if I don't laugh.
Can I do it with a piece of paper?
Yeah, like do it with something.
Okay.
You in?
What?
Yeah.
All right. Loren Roy's going to tickle my feet.
I'm interested to see if he'll actually laugh.
My feet are so ticklish. I can't let anybody go near them. I might punch somebody.
By the way, how weird are we that we've now moved on to this? We went from porn star tennis to tickling each other's feet.
Yeah.
Are you masking up and coming over, bud?
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to use?
I'm going to use two different things. Excuse me, Nicole.
Coming through to tickle?
Nicole, I'm too fat. You're going to have to move over some. Okay. Here we go.
Nicole, how are you not amused at this?
This is weird.
Let's see if he giggles.
Nothing yet. I'm more on that side, like to the right there. Yeah, that's kind of ticklish.
Look at his feet. It's so gross.
Look at my sock marks from where I have no-show socks on and they're cutting off the...
So this is not really doing...
No, that is ticklish. Like, the harder you go and the faster you go, that makes me ticklish.
This is ticklish?
Not that.
This is ticklish.
That is...
<So stupid.
He was brushing me like paint.
What the fuck?
Like it was a wall.
I wanted to see how ticklish...
I know, bud. I appreciate it. Oh, listen, you and I know good content. We told our boss this.
And what did he say?
Who knows?
He says he's firing us.
He says he likes that. He likes physical stuff. Loren, we figured out that you can't take it down because those pictures they've been posted publicly somewhere. A lawyer actually texted us and said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Can they talk to our digital department? Because they make us have all sorts of rules about using people's photos.
I know. And also, isn't it, what's part of, what's the amendment? Where is it defamation?
I don't know.
Like,
that's not, I mean, that's not really saying anything bad about me, though.
No, 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 not you, but like that homewrecker girl that
oh,
we got
yeah.
the phone
I
call.
I felt bad because I was reading all the things. The girl called in and said that she was put up on this, like, she's a homewrecker.com. And then I went to the website because I thought it was initially funny. And then I read of it, some of it, and it's just women shaming.
I lied, you guys. I take it back. This person says, I'm not a lawyer. When I saw
go
the text,
figure.
I thought it said, I am a lawyer. But this person did read up on copyright law because they're a photographer. They said, from my understanding, if someone uses a photo of you, and you have to have a signed model release. However, if they're getting these pictures from a public forum, there is nothing you can do.
I don't think that's right.
So it was a public forum Instagram? I guess so, right?
I don't think that's right.
If you're public and not private, then yes.
I don't think that's right.
Don't get me wrong. You can always fight it, but it's expensive, and you likely won't have a leg to stand on, or should I say a foot? someone said, is Loren feeling defeated?
I like what you did there.
Yep.
Are you sure you didn't say that?
I did not.
It really was a text.
No,
I saw it.
It was. And the only people in our audience love dad jokes, so that's awesome. But I mean, that was just so funny. Then Nicole broke down the individual breakdown of your feet. Like, 7 people said your feet are good. 5 people said they were ugly. 3 people said they were bad.
Yeah.
And you didn't ask for any of this.
I didn't. But I am flattered that you consider me a celebrity.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get your feet posted right next to J-Lo, that's a pretty big deal.
Is it real? Is it really next to? But hold on.
It's alphabetical.
Mind swift. The funny thing about this is that it wasn't like some random person did this. 20 people voted.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
That's 20 people, Loren. Who knows what they did?
Ew.
And by the way, is it Loren Strager or Marola?
Marola, come on.
I'll say this too. One of my old coworkers, Erica, she used to work in New York for a little bit, like in the beginning of her radio career. And that's what she would do for money, is that she would literally go like take pictures of her feet and give them to people. She'd make $1,000.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
What?
Yeah.
All right, easy. Now, we had Moo-Moos and Macaroons, and then Loren became a blogger, you know? She's not going to be able to take photos of her feet selling it on the web.
Hey, if I can make money from, I mean, obviously people are already looking at my feet, so if I can make money from it and benefit, why not?
You can sell your underwear.
That's a step too far.
That crosses the line?
I knew a guy who sold his wife's underwear. In Arkansas.
Dirty underwear?
Yeah. In fact, they take a picture of it with... Well, that's what the guys want. They want it worn.
Oof.
And then they take a picture of her wearing it, and then they put it in a plastic baggie and send it out.
I've never
She better get more than $1,000 for that.
I don't know what she was getting, but I know that I liked the guy. The couple was fun.
I've never had weird... I shouldn't call it weird because everyone has their own thing, but I've never had fetishes like that where they...
Call it weird.
Okay. Where you want to smell. Oh, Los Angeles, California's calling. Could that be our future TV show?
Ooh.
Opportunity?
Maybe.
Answer.
Oh, hang on. Hello?
I guess not.
I guess not. It's silent.
All right.
Nobody there.
That's a Rap Party podcast, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed it. My favorite part was Roy giving us directions.
I gave to how to play tennis?
Yeah, to where we're going to play tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by my porn star tennis star game.
All right, goodbye, folks. Bye, guys. We're sorry you listened to this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.